Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Ask the Pastor. And this episode of Ask the Pastor has been a long time coming. The lady who asked me this question has been very patiently waiting for my response, as I've done a few other Ask the Pastor episodes. But this is an important question, and it has to do with reverence and worship and how we approach God, and all those kinds of things are wrapped up in the answer to this question. The question is, why did God tell Moses to take off his shoes? Why did God tell Moses to take off his shoes? This comes from Exodus chapter 3, where Moses sees the burning bush, a bush that is burning but not consumed, and he turns aside to take a look at it, and God tells him to take off his shoes. Why would God do that? Well, in answering this question, as we always do on Ask the Pastor, the first thing we're going to do is take a look at the text and see what it says. So as we go to the text, it's Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, and this is what we read. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. So the first thing we do is look at the text so that we can see the context for which the question is set, right? In which this question is set. So the question is, why did God tell Moses to take the sandals off your feet? And as we look at the context, we see three details. First of all, the first thing God says to Moses is, do not come near. So this is a warning for him not to just continue to casually approach. Remember, Moses was kind of motivated by a curiosity. Look, there's a bush. It's burning. It's not consumed. I'm going to go over there and take a look. And as he's approaching the bush, the first thing he hears is, do not come near. In other words, don't just so casually barge over to this burning bush. And then the Lord says, take your sandals off your feet, for, or because, the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And then, a third detail, Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. From the context here, it's very clear that this command to take the sandals off your feet has to do with reverence and humility in approaching a holy God whose presence had made this mountainside into holy ground. So take the sandals off your feet has to do with being reverent and being humble before God, because the place is now holy ground. This may have been a spot that Moses had walked by many times before in, you know, taking his sheep out to pasture, out to graze. But now it's holy ground because the Lord is present. So we can get that much from the context. One of the things that we can sometimes do, though, when we're struggling to answer questions like this, if it has to do with a cultural thing, because you can see from the context that it has something to do with reverence and humility, but we don't associate taking off our shoes with reverence or humility necessarily in our culture. So there may be a cultural detail that we're not super familiar with. And so when those things happen, it can be helpful to consult some expert sources, some good commentaries that can help enlighten us as to cultural background information. So let's take a look at a couple of these. Here's one, Matthew Henry. Matthew Henry is probably the most highly regarded commentator of the Bible in the English language. This is what he says about Exodus 3:5. He must express his reverence and his readiness to obey. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet as a servant. Putting off the shoe was then what putting off the hat is now, a token of respect and submission. The ground for the present is holy ground, made so by the special manifestation of the divine presence, during the continuance of which it must retain this character. Therefore, tread not on that ground with soiled shoes. And this gets us the idea, okay, the shoes would have been really dirty. He's a shepherd. He's following after and watching after animals. He's out in the dirt. His shoes would have been dirty. Keep thy foot. Ecclesiastes 5:1 is a reference there to don't be hasty to draw near to God, right? No, we ought to approach God with a solemn pause and preparation. And though bodily exercise alone profits little, yet we ought to glorify God with our bodies and to express our inward reverence by a grave and reverent behavior in the worship of God, carefully avoiding everything that looks light and rude and unbecoming of the awfulness of the service. So that's what Matthew Henry says. Here's Robert Jameson from another famous English Bible commentary, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown. Robert Jameson says this: the direction was in conformity with a usage which was well known to Moses, for the Egyptian priests observed it in their temples, and it is observed in all Eastern countries where people take off their shoes or sandals as we do our hats. But the Eastern idea is not precisely the same as the Western. With us, the removal of the hat is an expression of reverence for the place we enter, or rather of him who is worshipped there. With them, the removal of the shoes is a confession of personal defilement and conscious unworthiness to stand in the presence of unspotted holiness. So Matthew Henry makes the connection between tipping the hat and taking off the shoes, and Robert Jameson deepens it a little bit more. He gives us more cultural background to say, you know, Moses came out of Egypt. He was raised in the Egyptian court. He would have been familiar with the fact that the Egyptian priests always took off their shoes when they entered the temples. But he again gives us a little bit more cultural information that the taking off the shoes was not just a respect or a reverence for the one you're worshiping, but it's also a confession of our defilement, of our unworthiness. Let's check one more, and that's John Calvin. John Calvin says, Moses is commanded to put off his shoes, that by the very bareness of his feet, his mind might be disposed to reverential feelings. And on this account, too, he is reminded of the holiness of the ground, because in our prayers, the bending of the knees and the uncovering of the head are helps and excitements to the worship of God. And this, I think, is made sufficiently clear by the reason which is immediately added, that the place on which Moses stood was holy ground, and therefore not rashly or in a profane manner to be trodden on. So Exodus 3 is a good reminder to us that when we draw near to worship God, whether in our personal private worship or in family worship, or most especially in the gathered worship of the church, we need to be reverent and humble, confessing our sin, our unworthiness, and realizing that we are drawing near to the presence of a holy, holy, holy God. And this isn't just an Old Testament thing. The book of Hebrews tells us that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. For our God is a consuming fire, and therefore we must worship him with reverence and awe. So that's why God told Moses to take off his shoes. For reverence, for awe, for humility, for a confession of his uncleanness, and so that he would not just rashly rush in to the presence of God, but would do so with an appropriate, reverent heart. May God give us the grace that we might approach him similarly. Well, this has been Ask the Pastor, and I'm Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. You can find our website at foresthillpca.org. Thank you.